The psalm for this morning is Psalm 106. And from the Message, it reads, Hallelujah, thank God. And why? Because he's good and because his love lasts. But who on earth can do it? Declaim God's mighty acts, broadcast all his praises. You're one happy man when you do what's right. You're one happy woman when you form the habit of justice. Remember me, God, when you enjoy your people. Include me when you save them. I want to see your chosen succeed. Celebrate with your celebrating nation. Join the hallelujahs of your pride and joy. And that kind of gives a feeling of what those first verses are about. We'll read it in King James. Don't worry, you purists. We'll get there. Okay? Amen. The Life Application Bible Study says Psalm 105 is a summary of God's faithfulness. Psalm 106 is a summary of humanity's sinfulness. Psalm 105 covers events up to the Exodus from Egypt, and Psalm 106 covers events from the Exodus up to what appears to be the Babylonian captivity. Verses 1 through 5, which I just read, can give us cause for thoughtfulness. If we ever stop to list all the mighty acts or miracles in the Bible, we would be astounded. It goes on to say they cover every aspect of life. The more we think about what God has done, the more we can appreciate the miracles he has done for us individually. Birth, personal development, salvation, specific guidance, healing, loving friends and family, and the list goes on and on. If you think you've never seen a miracle, look closer. You will see God's power and loving intervention on your behalf. God still performs great miracles. Yes. And Matthew Henry says, he calls verses 1 through 5 the happiness of God's people. And we could see that from the reading from the Message, couldn't we? The happiness of God's people. What we need to do to be happy. And then our joy comes when we see what God has done and just rejoice and praise him. He goes on to say, none of our sins or suffering should prevent our ascribing glory and praise to the Lord. The more unworthy we are, the more is his kindness to be admired. Isn't that true? When we see ourselves just as in sin and whatever, and we look at God and we see that his mercy has been extended to us and he loves us. Yeah. He loved us even in our sin. And he loves us today just as much as when the day that we got saved. Amen. Yes, amen. He sees us as amen. We are and he still loves us. Oh, Lord, let us be that way toward one another yes. also. Yes. Amen. And those who depend on the Redeemer's righteousness will endeavor to copy his example and by word and deed show forth his praise. God's people have reason to be cheerful people and need not envy the children of men, their pleasure or pride. God, remind me of that. When I see somebody who's walking sideways, upside down, etc., and they're being blessed. And yet I see some of God's people, even myself at times, going through sufferings. God, help me to remember that. So we go to Psalm 106, verses 1 through 5, in the King James. So let's stand together and let's say this psalm together from the King James, meaningfully as we read it together. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and that he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. There is coming a day when we are going to be fully rejoicing. Yeah. Right now, can we touch that? You better believe it. Amen.
Amen.
When we are in the presence of God.
That's right.
I love to be in his presence.
You bet.
And we're right there. We're right with him, and we can enjoy his presence, enjoy his glory, and fix our eyes on him.